All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep into a book today called Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller.
I love this book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So for anyone who doesn't know, this book is all about like crafting your message so that it really, really connects, especially for businesses.
Yeah. Especially in the world of marketing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Where it's just like so much noise all the time.
You got to cut through the clutter.
Yeah, you got to figure out how do you stand out? How do you make people actually like remember what you're saying?
And how do you get them to actually buy from you?
Yes, exactly.
Instead of all your competitors.
Right.
So that's what this book is all about. And we're going to break it down for you.
Yeah.
So you can actually use it.
And the cool thing is that like even if you aren't running a business per se, you can use these principles in your personal life too.
Oh, totally.
Like in just how you communicate.
Yeah.
In your relationships, in your...
Anytime you're trying to get someone to do something.
Exactly. Anytime you're trying to persuade or influence or...
Yeah. Share an idea.
Even asking for a raise.
Okay.
Oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is all about the power of story, right?
Yes.
So the basic idea is that people are drawn to stories. We've been telling stories since like the dawn of time, right?
Right, like sitting around a campfire.
Yes.
Sharing stories.
Cave paintings.
Exactly.
So Miller is saying we can use that same power of story to connect with our customers.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so brilliant because it really, it cuts through all that noise that we were talking about.
Yes.
Because people are just inherently drawn to a good story.
Yeah, and they remember it.
Yes, exactly.
Like you remember a good story way more than you remember like some facts and figures about a business.
Totally. And you're more likely to tell other people about it too.
Yeah. Like if a brand tells you a great story, you can be like, oh my God, you have to hear what this company is doing.
Yeah, exactly.
But like if they just give you a bunch of like, we have the best products and we have the most features, you're like, I don't care.
So how does Miller say that we can use this like power of story?
Well, he says the key is to make the customer the hero of the story.
Uh-huh.
Not your brand.
Yes.
Because really, like, nobody cares about your brand.
Right.
They care about themselves.
They care about their own problems.
And their own aspirations.
Yeah.
So it's about how do you position your brand as, like, the guide or the mentor who helps the customer achieve their goals.
I like that.
Yeah. So, like, let's say you're a financial advisor.
Right.
Right? Instead of leading with, like, we offer comprehensive financial planning services, which is so boring. Yeah, you reframe it. You become the guide who helps clients achieve their dream of like financial security.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's not about you, it's about them and their journey.
So it's like, we get it. Financial stuff can be scary.
Yeah.
But we're here to help you like navigate it.
Exactly. And that's where the story brand framework comes in.
Oh, what's that?
So this is like the core of the book. It's called the SB7. It's a 7-step process to clarify your message and make it actually stick.
So like 7 steps to make a good story.
Pretty much.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Okay, step one, define the character.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Right.
Who is this hero of the story? What are their demographics?
And like, what are their dreams? Mm-hmm. What are their goals?
Yeah, like what do they aspire to? What keeps them up at night?
Gotcha.
Step two is the problem.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's the challenge that this character is facing?
And it's not just like the surface level problem, right?
No, it's like the deeper frustration.
Yeah.
The underlying fear.
Okay, so like for our financial advisor example, it's not just like I need to save for retirement.
Exactly.
It's like I'm terrified of running out of money and like becoming a burden on my family.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's way more intense.
Nothing more compelling.
Yeah. So you really want to dig deep and figure out like what is that core problem?
Mm-hmm.
That your customer is struggling with.
Yeah. And once you understand that problem, then you can position your brand as the guide.
Ooh, okay.
This is step three.
All right, step three guide.
So you're the one who has the experience, the knowledge, the solution to help them overcome this problem.
But it's so easy to get caught up in like bragging about yourself here, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like as a business, you want to be like, oh, we want all these awards and we have all these features.
Right.
But that's not what the customer cares about.
No, they don't care.
They just want to know, like, can you solve my problem or not?
Yeah, how are you going to help me?
Yes, exactly.
So that takes us to step four, the plan.
The plan.
It's like a roadmap.
Okay.
Showing the customer exactly how your product or service is going to get them to that desired outcome.
I like it. So it's like, here are the steps you need to take
yeah.
to achieve your goals.
Think of it like a recipe. You know,
follow these instructions and you'll get the delicious cake.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got the character. We've got their problem. We've got the guide, the plan.
What's next?
What is next?
The call to action.
Ooh. I like this one.
This is where you tell the customer exactly what you want them to do.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
You gotta be direct.
Like, visit our website, schedule a consultation, download our free guide.
Yes, by
Ex
now.
exact
Don't
letter.
beat around the bush. Just tell them what you want them to do.
Exactly.
So, what's next?
Okay, so now you want to paint a picture of success.
Ooh.
What does their life look like after they've used your product or service?
I like this one. So you're showing them like the transformation they can experience.
Yes, like how will their life be better?
Yeah.
Will they be happier, more fulfilled?
Will they be able to finally go on that dream vacation
Exact. Well,
or retire early? Yeah. You want to paint that picture for them.
yeah, because people are motivated by the positive outcome.
Totally. And then the last step.
Okay.
This is where it gets juicy.
This is where we add a little bit of urgency.
Oh.
This is the failure.
Oh.
So you're highlighting the potential negative consequences. If they don't take
Oh.
action,
So you're like scaring them a little
it's
bit?
just a little
Yeah,
nudge.
like a little motivation.
Like, what could they miss out on if they don't choose you?
Yeah, like maybe they'll never achieve their financial goals.
Right, or they'll stay stuck in their dead-end job.
Or their health will suffer.
Exactly. So you just want to create that little bit of
A
tension.
little bit of fear of missing out, FOMO.
Yeah, a little FOMO.
So, okay, we've got these 7 steps, but like, how do we actually put this into practice?
Well, Miller gives us this really handy tool called the brand script.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a one-page blueprint that guides you through the SB7 steps.
Okay.
And it helps you really like distill your message down to its core.
Okay, so it's like a worksheet you can fill out.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
Like, who's your character? What's their problem? How
Exactly.
are you the guide?
Yeah, what's the plan? What's the call to action?
What does success and failure look like for them?
Exactly.
That makes it a lot less intimidating.
Yeah, it's super practical.
So, all right, that's the StoryBrand framework in a nutshell.
That's it.
7 steps.
7 steps to clarify your message
And make it resonate.
and connect.
So, what does this all mean for like the average person listening to this?
I mean, even if you're not running a business, like we said before, you can still use these principles in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Think about how you can position yourself as the guide in someone else's story.
Yeah.
Like if you're pitching an idea at work or asking for a
Or
raise.
even just asking your roommate to do the dishes.
Totally.
You can use these same principles
Yeah.
to make your message more compelling
And more persuasive.
and more likely to get you what you want.
Right.
So as you continue to think about building a story brand, consider this.
What's your story?
Yeah, what unique value do you bring to the table? And how can you use the power of story to share that with the world?
Yeah, I think that's such a great takeaway. And
Yeah.
the StoryBrand website has a ton of resources
Yeah.
if you want to dive even deeper.
So yeah, go check that out and
And start building your brand story.
yeah, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.